Agavenu. Look at us. Breakdown. Agave. This is the imperative form of the verb, regarda, which means, to look, or, to watch. It's the command form of the verb, telling someone to look. Nu. This is the object pronoun, us. It is attached to the verb to indicate that the command is addressed to the person, or people being spoken to, and that they are the object of the action. Key concepts. Imperative mood. This is a verb form that gives a command, or order. Object pronoun. This is a pronoun that represents the object of a verb, or preposition. Nous sommes d'accord. We agree. This is a simple declarative sentence in the présent tense, indicating a state of agreement. Nous is the subject pronoun, meaning we. Somme is the verb, to be, in the présent tense, conjugated for the first person plural. D'accord is an adjective meaning, in agreement, and functions as a predicate adjective in this sentence. Therefore, the sentence nous sommes d'accord literally translates to, we are in agreement. Achète-la. Buy it. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or instruction. The verb achète is the imperative form of the verb acheter. To buy, in the second person singular, you. The pronoun la is the direct object pronoun referring to a feminine noun that has been previously mentioned, or understood in context. So, the sentence literally means, buy her, or buy it. Nous irons. We will go. This is a simple sentence in the future tense. Nous is the subject pronoun, we. Irons is the future tense conjugation of the verb aller. To go. It is in the first person plural form, meaning it refers to we. Nous allons bien. We are doing well. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Nous is the subject pronoun, we, in French. Allons is the present tense form of the verb, or le, to go, but in this context, it means, to be doing, or, to be feeling. Bien is an adverb meaning, well. Pourquoi faire? What for? This phrase is a common expression in French used to inquire about the purpose or reason for something. Breakdown. Pour. This is the preposition for, indicating the purpose or reason. Quoi. This is the interrogative pronoun, what, asking for information about the object or thing. Faire. This is the infinitive verb, to do, which, in this context, refers to the action or purpose being sought. Key concepts. Interrogative pronoun. Quoi is an interrogative pronoun used to ask about the subject or object of a verb. Infinitive verb. Faire in its infinitive form functions as a noun, representing the action or purpose itself. Example usage. You, I'm going to the store, friend. Pourquoi faire? What for? You, I need to buy some milk. À quoi bon? What's the point? À quoi? This is a contraction of the preposition à, to, and the interrogative pronoun quoi. What? Together, it means, to what, or, to which. Pour. This is an adjective meaning, good. In this phrase, it functions as an adverb meaning, well, or usefully. The entire phrase essentially translates to what good purpose, or what is the point. It's often used to express a sense of futility or discouragement when facing a difficult or pointless task.
Qu'est-ce qu'on s'est marré?
We had a great time. This sentence uses the reflexive verb se marrer, which means to laugh heartily, and is often used in the sense of having a good time. Quest sique is a common phrase used to express surprise or disbelief. It literally translates to, what is it that? In this case, it means, wow, how much fun we had. On is a pronoun meaning, we, in this case. Est marrer is the past participle of se marrer, conjugated in the third person plural. The sentence structure is a bit informal, and emphasizes the excitement of the event.
Qu'est-ce qu'on s'est marré?
We had such a good laugh. Breakdown.
Qu'est-ce que?
Is a common expression that translates to, what is it that? It often introduces an exclamation, or question, especially in a casual setting. Is the pronoun, we, functioning as the subject of the verb.
C'est,
is the contraction of the reflexive pronoun.
Se,
oneself, and the auxiliary verb.
Est,
third person singular of the present tense of the verb, to be.
Marré,
is the past participle of the verb.
Marré,
which means, to laugh, in a lively, and carefree way. It is used here in a feminine form, because the subject is a group that includes both men and women. Is an exclamation mark, conveying the excitement and energy of the statement. The whole sentence is essentially a playful and emphatic way of saying that the speaker and their companions had a very enjoyable time and laughed a lot. The phrase conveys a sense of camaraderie and shared amusement.
Qui suis-je?
This translates to, who am I? The sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it asks a question. The word order is typical for French interrogative sentences, where the verb comes before the subject.
Qui
is the interrogative pronoun meaning, who?
Suis
is the first person singular form of the verb.
Être,
to be.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I. The literal translation of
qui suis-je
is, who am I?
Qui est venu?
Who came? This sentence is a simple question in the
passé composé
tense, which is used for actions that happened in the past and are now finished. Breakdown.
Qui
means, who, and is the subject of the sentence. Is the third person singular form of the verb
être,
to be, in the
passé composé
tense. It acts as an auxiliary verb, helping to form the tense.
Venu
is the past participle of the verb
venir,
to come. Key concepts.
Passé composé
tense, formed with an auxiliary verb
avoir
or
être,
and a past participle used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. Agreement of the past participle in the
passé composé.
The past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object of the verb if it is placed before the verb. In this sentence, the direct object is not stated, so the past participle is in its masculine singular form.
Qui est mort?
Who died? This is a simple interrogative sentence in French. Let's break it down. Qui is the interrogative pronoun meaning who. It's the subject of the sentence, and it's asking for the identity of the person who died. E is the third person singular form of the verb. Et to be, in the present tense.
Mo
is the past participle of the verb.
Mourir.
To die. It is used here as an adjective to describe the subject, who died.
Qui est tombé?
Who fell? This is a simple interrogative sentence in the past tense.
Qui
means who and is the subject of the sentence.
Est tombé
is the verb, to fall, in the past tense, third person singular. This is the passé composé tense, formed by the auxiliary verb
être,
to be, in the past tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb
tomber. Tomber
is the past participle of the verb
tomber,
which means to fall. In this sentence, the subject is who, which is unknown, so the verb is conjugated in the third person singular.
Sauter.
This is a common French toast, meaning cheers, or to your health. The word
sauter
literally translates to health in English. It is often used as a toast, similar to cheers in English.
Qui a perdu?
Who lost? This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun
qui,
who, followed by the auxiliary verb
a,
has, in the third person singular, the past participle
perdu.
Lost completes the sentence and indicates the action of losing. The question asks, who is responsible for the loss?
Qui a payé?
Who paid? This sentence is a simple question in the
passé composé,
past perfect tense, asking who performed the action of paying. Let's break it down.
Qui
means who and is the subject of the sentence, asking about the person who performed the action.
A
is the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, conjugated in the third person singular. It's used to form the
passé composé,
along with the past participle of the main verb.
Payer
is the past participle of the verb
payer,
to pay. It's combined with the auxiliary verb to form the
passé composé
tense. This sentence structure is typical for questions in the
passé composé.
In French, the auxiliary verb is placed before the subject, who.
Qui démissionne?
Who is resigning? This sentence is a simple question using the interrogative pronoun
qui,
who, and the verb
démissionner,
to resign, in the present tense.
The
at the end of
démission
indicates that the subject is third person singular, he, she, or it.
Qui est-il?
Who is he? This sentence uses the
interrogative pronoun
qui, which means who.
The pronoun il
means he.
The verb
est is the third person singular form of the
verb
est, which means to be. The sentence literally means who is he.
Écris-moi.
Write to me. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, asking the listener to write to the speaker. Let's break it down.
Écrire
is the verb, to write, in the imperative mood, second person singular. It's the command form of the verb, écrire, and means, write.
Moi
is the object pronoun meaning, me. Therefore, the full meaning of the phrase is, write to me.
Écrivez-moi.
Write to me. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or requests.
Écrivez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Écrire
meaning, to write.
Moi
is the pronoun, me. Therefore,
écrivez-moi
literally means, write to me.
Tu as perdu.
You lost. This sentence is in the
tu
form, which is the informal second person singular, meaning, you.
As
is the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, in the past participle form, which is used with the past participle of a verb to form compound tenses. Here, it is used to form the
passé composé,
past perfect, which is used to describe an action that happened in the past and is completed.
Perdu
is the past participle of the verb
perdre,
to lose. The entire sentence translates to, you lost, in the past tense.
Vous avez perdu.
You have lost. This sentence is in the
vous
form, which is the formal, you, in French.
Vous.
This is the subject pronoun, meaning, you, formal.
Avez.
This is the present tense conjugation of the verb
avoir,
to have, agreeing with the subject pronoun
vous perdu.
This is the past participle of the verb
perdre,
to lose, used in the passé composé tense with the auxiliary verb
avoir.
The sentence literally translates to, you have lost. This is an example of the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past.
T'as perdu.
You lost. This is a very informal way to say, you lost, in French. T as is a contraction of tu as.
Tu as.
You have, and is used in informal speech. Perdu.
Perdu
is the past participle of the verb perdre.
Perdre.
To lose. In this case, it is used in the past tense, meaning the losing action is already finished. Since it's informal, you wouldn't use this phrase with someone you don't know well, or in a formal situation.
Je vous en prie.
You're welcome. This is a polite way of saying, you're welcome, in French.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Vous
is the formal object pronoun, you.
En
is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned, in this case, something that has been requested or offered.
Prie
is the verb, to pray, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular, I pray.
Je vous en prie
literally means, I pray you, but it is used as a polite response to someone who has thanked you. The phrase emphasizes the speaker's willingness to do something for the other person, and it conveys a sense of respect and politeness.
À votre santé.
To your health. This is a common French toast used in a variety of contexts, primarily when clinking glasses.
A
means
to.
Votre is the polite form of
your.
Used when addressing someone formally.
Santé means health.
The exclamation mark indicates that this phrase is an interjection, used to express a wish or sentiment.
Courir.
Run. This is a very simple imperative sentence.
Courir
is the second person plural imperative form of the verb.
Courir,
meaning to run. The imperative mood is used to give commands or instructions, and the plural form indicates that the command is directed at multiple people.
Courir
is a short, direct and powerful command, leaving no room for ambiguity.
Après-vous.
After you. This phrase is a polite expression used to offer someone precedence, essentially saying, please go ahead of me. Breakdown.
Après
means after, in this context. It is a preposition, indicating the order of events.
Vous
is the formal pronoun for you. It is used in situations where there is a degree of formality or respect.
À vous l'honneur.
The honor is yours. Breakdown.
À.
This is the preposition, to, meaning, to you.
Vous.
This is the pronoun, you, but in the formal form.
Elle.
This is the contracted form of le, the masculine definite article, and, honneur, honor.
Honneur.
This is the noun, honor, meaning, respect, prestige, or distinction. Key concepts. Formal pronoun, the use of
vous
instead of
tu
indicates a formal address. Contracted article.
Elle
is a contracted form of the definite article.
Le
and the noun
honneur.
Literal meaning. The literal meaning is, to you the honor. However, the idiomatic translation is, the honor is yours. English translation for ESPNG. The honor is yours.
À toi l'honneur.
The honor is yours. The sentence.
À toi l'honneur.
Is a French idiom that means, the honor is yours.
À.
Is a preposition meaning, to, or, at.
Toi
is the pronoun, you.
L'honneur
is the noun, honor, but in this case, it is a masculine noun so it takes the definite article.
Elle.
The literal translation of this phrase would be, to you the honor. However, it is a common expression in French, similar to, you're welcome, in English.
Bonjour.
Feu. This is an expression used to start a game or competition.
En joue
literally means on the ready or in position. It indicates that the participants are ready to begin.
Feu
means fire or go. This is the command to start the activity. The phrase
en joue
feu is similar to the English phrase, ready, set, go.
Suis-je mignon?
Am I cute? Breakdown. Suis-je?
Suis-je?
Colon, this is the interrogative form of the verb, to be, in the first person singular, conjugated in the present tense. It directly translates to, am I?
Mignon.
Mignon. Colon, this is an adjective meaning, cute, or, adorable. Key concepts. Interrogative form. The sentence uses the interrogative form, which is used to ask questions in French. The interrogative form is created by placing the subject after the verb. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, suis.
Suis.
is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject, je. Je.
I.
Suis-je en retard? Am I late? This is a question using the
être
verb in the first person singular form.
Suis.
Conjugated in the present tense.
Suis-je.
Means, am I, and is the interrogative form of the verb, meaning the question is formed by inverting the subject and verb.
En retard
is a prepositional phrase meaning late.
Répondez-moi.
Answer me. The sentence, répondez-moi, is a command in the
vous
form, meaning you, in a formal or plural context. Breakdown. Répondez, the verb.
Répondre.
To answer, conjugated in the
vous
form of the present tense, which is used for commands.
Moi.
This is the
moi
pronoun in the dative case, meaning to me. It is attached to the verb to indicate the indirect object, meaning the person who is being addressed. Translation. Answer me.
Sois honnête.
Be honest. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Sois
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, it is conjugated in the second person singular, you, and commands the subject to be something.
Honnête
is an adjective meaning honest. The sentence structure is simple. Imperative verb plus adjective.
Soyez honnête.
Be honest. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request.
Soyez
is the second person plural form of the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the imperative mood.
Honnête
is the masculine plural form of the adjective.
Honnête.
Honest. The entire sentence literally translates to, be honest ones, but in English, we shorten it to, be honest.
Soyez honnête.
Be honest. This sentence is an imperative verb, which means it is a command.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the second person plural. This means it is directed at multiple people, as in, you all, or, you guys. The imperative is the form of a verb used when you are giving a command, or instruction.
Honnête
is an adjective meaning, honest. The adjective is used as a predicate adjective, which is an adjective that describes the subject of the sentence. The sentence is telling someone, or a group of people to be honest.
Merci.
Thank you. The phrase
merci
is the standard French expression for thank you. It's a very common and versatile phrase that can be used in a variety of situations, from formal to informal.
Assieds-toi.
Sit down. This is a command, meaning it is an order to do something. The verb is
asseoir,
which means to sit. The ending
toi
makes the command informal and directed at one person. This is very similar to the English sit down vs
sit down, please.
Asseyez-vous. Sit down. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or a request. The verb is
asseyez,
which is the second person plural form of the verb
s'asseoir.
To sit down. The
vous
at the end makes it clear that the command is addressed to multiple people.
The exclamation point at the end emphasizes the imperative nature of the sentence, making it a stronger command.
Asseyez-vous.
This means, sit down.
The verb
asseyez is the imperative form of the verb
s'asseoir,
meaning, to sit down. This is a reflexive verb meaning that the action is done to oneself. The imperative form is used to give a command.
Vous
is the informal, you, and is implied in the command.
Sois puissant.
Be powerful. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command, or request. Sois is the imperative form of the verb être.
Être.
To be. It's used when addressing one person. Puissante.
Puissant.
Is the feminine adjective meaning powerful. Therefore, the entire sentence translates to, be powerful. And is addressed to a female recipient.
Les oiseaux volent.
The birds fly. Breakdown.
Les.
This is the plural definite article, meaning the, and it is modifying the noun that follows.
Oiseau.
This is the plural form of the noun.
Oiseau.
Which means bird.
Vol.
This is the third person plural form of the verb.
Voler.
Which means to fly. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. In this sentence, the verb
vol
is conjugated to agree with the plural subject.
Oiseau.
This is a crucial aspect of French grammar, ensuring that the verb form matches the noun it describes in terms of number, singular slash plural, and person, first, second, or third. Simple present tense. The verb
vol
is in the present tense, indicating an action that is happening now, or that happens habitually. This translates to your wishes, or cheers. Breakdown.
Ah.
This is the preposition, to, in French.
Te.
This is the possessive adjective, your, in French, agreeing in gender and number with the implied noun, wishes, which is understood, but not stated.
Souhait.
This is the noun, wishes, in French. It is plural and masculine. Key concepts. Possessive adjectives. These words indicate ownership and agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. In this case,
te
agrees with.
Souhait.
Implied nouns. Sometimes a noun is not explicitly stated, but understood from context.
Here,
souhait is the implied noun, meaning the sentence is equivalent to.
A tes souhaits de bonne santé.
To your wishes of good health. This phrase is a common and polite way to express good wishes, similar to cheers. In English,
appel à la maison.
Call home. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request. Let's break it down.
Appel.
This is the verb, to call, in the imperative form, meaning, call. This form is used to give commands. This is the preposition, to, indicating the direction of the call.
La maison.
This is the definite article, the, followed by the noun, house, meaning, the house. So, the sentence literally means, call to the house, but it is understood to mean, call home.
Calmez-vous.
Calm down. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command. The verb is
calmer,
which comes from the verb
calmer,
meaning to calm. The subject
vous
means you, formal.
The
vous.
Ending is added to the verb in the imperative form for this conjugation. The exclamation point at the end emphasizes the urgency of the command.
Be calm.
This means, calm down. The phrase is made up of two words.
Be.
This means, of, or, some, and is a contraction of the preposition, the, plus, le. It is an example of the partitive article, used before a noun when referring to an indefinite quantity.
Calm.
This means, calm, and is a noun in this sentence. It can also be an adjective, but here, it's referring to a state of calmness. So, du calme literally means, some calm, which is a bit of a poetic way to say, calm down.
Tranquille.
This means, calm down, or, relax.
Tranquille.
Is an adjective that means, calm, or, relaxed.
Tcha-tcha.
This is a French toast, typically used to clink glasses in a toast. It is an informal expression used to express good wishes, or celebrate. The word
tcha
is a shortened form of the word
tcha-tcha,
which is an onomatopoeia for the sound of glasses clinking together. It is commonly used in France as an equivalent to cheers.
Calme-toi.
Calm down. The verb
calme-toi
is the imperative form of the verb
calmer.
To calm. It means, calm yourself.
Le toi
ending makes the verb an imperative, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Be calm.
Calm down. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Be
means of the, and is a contraction of
the le.
Calm means calm. So, the entire phrase is literally of the calm, but it translates to calm down in English.
Tranquille.
This means calm or relaxed. The word
tranquille
is an adjective. It can be used to describe a person, a place, or a situation. It is used to indicate a lack of stress or anxiety.
Pouvons-nous partir?
Can we leave? This sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it asks a question. The verb
partir,
meaning to leave, is conjugated in the present tense and agrees with the subject, nous, we. The word order is also significant, with the verb
pouvoir
to be able to, preceding the verb
partir
to form the interrogative.
Pouvons-nous nous en aller?
This translates to, can we leave? Here's the breakdown.
Pouvons
is the first person plural form of the verb
pouvoir
to be able to. In this context, it signifies, can we?
Nous
is the first person plural pronoun, meaning, we.
Or
is a pronoun meaning, from it, or, from there. It's used here to emphasize that we are referring to leaving a specific place or situation.
Aller
is the infinitive verb, to go. In this sentence, it's conjugated in the present tense, indicating that we are asking if we can leave now.
Nous en aller
together means, to leave from here.
Pouvons-nous en aller?
This is a question asking if it's possible to leave.
Pouvons-nous y aller?
Can we go there? This sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it asks a question. Let's break down the sentence.
Pouvons
is the first person plural form of the verb.
Pouvoir.
To be able to. Here, it's conjugated in the present tense.
Nous
is the first person plural pronoun, meaning we.
E
is a pronoun that stands in for a place previously mentioned or understood. It literally translates to there.
Aller
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Aller.
To go is the question mark, indicating that the sentence is a question. Therefore, the full translation is, can we go there?
Attrape Tom.
Catch Tom. The verb
attrape
is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. In this case, it is a command to catch Tom.
Tom
is the direct object of the verb
attrape. Attrape Tom.
Catch Tom. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction. A trapeze is the imperative form of the verb
attrape.
To catch, in the second person plural. This form is used to address multiple people. Tom is the direct object of the verb
attrape,
indicating the person being caught.
Attrape-le.
Catch him. The phrase is a command using the imperative form of the verb
attrape.
To catch.
Attrape
is the imperative form of the verb
attrape.
In the singular, second person, meaning catch, you, the pronoun
le
refers to a masculine noun, meaning him.
Attrape le.
Catch him. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command.
Attrape
is the imperative form of the verb
attrape,
which means to catch up to or to catch.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, meaning him. Therefore, the full sentence means catch him.
Mangez-le.
Eat it. The sentence
mangez-le
is an imperative verb in the familiar form, meaning that it is a command or request directed at a person or group of people that the speaker is familiar with.
Mangez
is the verb
manger.
To eat, conjugated in the second person plural imperative form. The object pronoun
le
him slash it is attached to the verb, forming a single word. Therefore, the sentence
manger le
literally translates to eat him slash it, and in English, it is translated as eat it.
Saisissez-le.
Seize him. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Saisissez
is the imperative form of the verb
saisir,
which means to seize or to grab.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, meaning him in this case. The sentence literally translates to seize him.
Calme-toi.
Calm down. This is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command.
Calm
is the imperative form of the verb
calmer,
which means to calm.
Toi
is the object pronoun, meaning you. So the sentence literally means calm you.
Tranquille.
Relaxed, calm, or chill.
Tranquille
is an adjective meaning relaxed, calm, or chill. It can be used to describe a person, a situation, or a place. It's a versatile word, and a great way to convey a sense of ease and comfort.
Choisis-moi.
Choose me. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence in the
tu
form, meaning you, in the informal singular.
Choisis
is the imperative form of the verb
choisir,
meaning to choose. The imperative form is used to give a command or make a request.
Moi
is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. It is placed after the verb in the imperative. This sentence is an example of a direct object pronoun being placed after the verb in an imperative sentence, which is a common grammatical structure in French.
Reviens.
Come back. This sentence is a simple imperative verb.
Reviens
is the imperative form of the verb
revenir.
To come back. It is conjugated in the second person singular, which means it is directed at a single person. The exclamation point emphasizes the urgency of the request.
Revenez.
Come back. This is an imperative verb, which means it is a command. The verb
revenir
means to come back, and is conjugated in the imperative form for the second person singular or plural.
Tu
or
vous.
You
viens ici.
Come here. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Viens
is the imperative form of the verb
venir.
To come. It is in the singular form, meaning it is directed at one person.
Ici
means here. It is an adverb of place, indicating the location to which the speaker wants the listener to come.
Venez là.
Come here. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command.
Venez
is the informal plural imperative form of the verb venir, to come. It means come, and is addressed to more than one person.
Là
is an adverb meaning there or here, but can be used to indicate location. Here, it means here. So the sentence is a direct command to come to the speaker's location.
Venez ici.
Come here. This is a simple imperative sentence, commanding someone to come to the speaker's location.
Venez
is the imperative form of the verb
venir.
To come, in the second person plural, meaning you, plural, or you all.
Ici
is an adverb meaning here.
Viens chez nous.
Come to our house. Breakdown means is the imperative form of the verb
venir.
To come, in the second person singular, meaning come or you come. Chez is a preposition meaning at the home of or to the house of. Nous is the pronoun we or us. The phrase literally translates to come at the home of us, but the idiomatic English translation is come to our house.
Mange-le.
Eat it. This is the imperative form of the verb
manger.
To eat, in the singular, second person.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, which refers to a masculine noun that has been previously mentioned. The sentence is therefore telling someone to eat something that has been previously mentioned.
Venez chez nous.
Come to our house. This sentence is a simple imperative phrase, meaning it is a command or request.
Venez
is the imperative form of the verb
venir.
To come, meaning come. It is used with the plural pronoun
vous.
You
chez
is a preposition meaning at the house of.
Nous
is the pronoun we or us. Therefore, the complete sentence translates to come to our house.
Viens chez moi.
Come to my place. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request.
Viens
is the imperative form of the verb
venir.
To come, meaning come. It is used for the informal you in this context.
Chez
is a preposition meaning at the home of or to the home of.
Moi
is the pronoun for me. So, the literal translation is, come at the home of me, but it is more naturally expressed as, come to my place.
Venez chez moi.
Come to my house. The sentence is a command in the
du
form, meaning you, informal singular.
Venez
is the imperative form of the verb
venir.
To come. The imperative form is used to give commands.
Chez
is a preposition that means at the house of or at the place of.
Moi
is the pronoun for me, so
chez moi
means at my house.
Viens bientôt.
Come soon. This is an imperative sentence in the familiar form, meaning it is a command to someone you know well.
Viens
is the imperative form of the verb
venir.
To come. The imperative form is used to give commands or make requests.
Bientôt
is an adverb that means soon.
Venez bientôt.
Come soon. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Venez
is the imperative form of the verb
venir.
To come. In this case, it is the plural form, addressing multiple people.
Bientôt
is an adverb meaning soon. The sentence literally translates to come soon. But it can also be interpreted as, see you soon, depending on the context.
Calmez-vous.
Calm down. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Calmez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Calmez,
meaning, to calm. It is conjugated in the second person plural form, meaning it is addressing multiple people.
Vous
is the object pronoun meaning you in the plural form. Therefore, the sentence is a direct command for multiple people to calm down.
Ai-je gagné?
Did I win? This sentence uses the interrogative form of the verb
avoir
in the present tense, conjugated as
et,
because the subject is
je,
I. The verb is followed by the past participle
gagner,
which agrees in gender and number with the object, which is implied here. The sentence is asking a question about whether the speaker won something. It is a simple question with a direct translation.
L'ai-je emporté?
Did I take it? This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. In this case, the action is to take
emporté.
The subject of the sentence is
je,
meaning I. The
a
part of the verb conjugation is the auxiliary verb
avoir.
In the first person singular of the
passé composé
tense, the verb
emporter
is the past participle of
emporter.
The entire sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it is a question. The at the end of the sentence is a common way of forming questions in French.
Est-ce moi qui ai gagné?
Is it me who won? This sentence uses the interrogative structure in French, which often involves inverting the subject and verb. In this case, this is a contraction of est-ce que, which means, is it that, or, is it the case that, and acts as a question marker. Moi. This is the pronoun, me, in the nominative case, meaning it acts as the subject of the verb.
Qui.
This is the relative pronoun, who, and introduces the relative clause.
Et.
This is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb.
Avoir.
To have.
Gagné.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Gagné.
To win. The entire sentence essentially means, is it that I am the one who won? Or, more naturally, did I win? The structure is a bit more formal or literary in French.
Faites le maintenant.
Do it now. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give a command or make a request.
Faire
is the imperative form of the verb.
Faire.
To do / make. It is in the second person plural form, meaning it is addressing two or more people.
Le
is the direct object pronoun referring to a previously mentioned object. In this case, it is likely referring to something that was mentioned earlier in the conversation.
Maintenant
is an adverb meaning now.
Expire.
This is the verb.
Expirer.
Meaning to expire or to die. This is the infinitive form of the verb.
Des chiens aboient.
Dogs are barking. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
Des
means some or some of the and is a plural indefinite article.
Chien
is the plural noun for dogs.
Aboie
is the present tense, third person plural form of the verb aboyer, meaning to bark. The sentence structure is subject-verb, following the basic structure of French sentences.
Les chiens aboient.
The dogs are barking. This sentence is in the present tense, indicating an action that is happening right now.
Les
means the, and is the plural definite article. It agrees in gender and number with the noun.
Chien.
Which means dogs.
Chien
is a noun, and in this case, the subject of the verb. It is plural.
Avoir
is the present tense, third person plural form of the verb.
Avoyer
meaning to bark. It agrees in number with the subject.
Chien.
Ne demande pas.
Don't ask. This sentence is a negative imperative, meaning it's a command telling someone not to do something.
Ni.
Ne.
Is the negative particle, used to make the verb negative.
Demand.
Demande.
Is the verb, to ask, in the present tense, second person singular, you.
Pass.
Pas.
Is the negative adverb, which reinforces the negative meaning. So, the literal translation is, don't ask, and means, please, refrain from asking.
Ne pleure pas.
Don't cry. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Ne
is the negative particle, meaning, not.
Pleure
is the verb, to cry, in the second person singular imperative form. It is used to tell someone to stop crying.
Pa
is a negative adverb that means not, and is used to emphasize the negative meaning of the sentence.
Number pa.
Don't die. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
N
is the negative particle, which makes the verb negative. It is often used with imperatives in French.
M
is the second person singular present tense form of the verb.
Mourir.
To die. It is being used as the imperative form.
Pa
is a negative adverb that means not, and is often used with
N
in imperatives.
Ne mourez pas.
Don't die. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Ne
is the negative particle, meaning not.
Mourez
is the verb to die in the
vous
form, which is the formal you in French.
Pas
is an adverb meaning not, and emphasizes the negative.
Ne mens pas.
Don't lie. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence. Ne is the negative particle. It is used to negate the verb. Mens is the verb.
Mentir.
In the present tense, second person singular, you, passes the negative adverb. It is used to emphasize the negation.
Breakdown.
Ne
plus
ma
plus
pa equals don't lie.